بسم الله، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله. سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين، وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين ببكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من مدارسة العقيدة الإسلامية الصحيحة، ونحن لا نزال مع كتاب فضل الإسلام لشيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this new session of the sessions of the review of the proper Aqidah. And we are still with the book of the virtue of Islam, which is compiled by Shaykh Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala. قال رحمه الله تعالى: ولا نزال مع باب ما جاء أن البدعة أشد من الكبائر. And we are still with the chapter in which he رحمه الله تعالى said that the بدعة is greater in sin than the major sins. قال رحمه الله تعالى: وقوله تعالى: فمن أظلم ممن فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله الكذب ليضل الناس بغير علم. الآية 144 من سورة الأنعام. فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله الكذب ليضل عن سبيل الله ليضل الناس بغير علم. And whoever, نعم, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala said in this ayah ayah 144 of Surah Al-An'am, then who does more wrong
than one who invents a lie against Allah to lead mankind astray without knowledge. فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا لِيُضِلَّ النَّاسَ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. يقول الإمام ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى: أي لا أجد أظلم منه، إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. إمام ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى said as interpretation of this ayah, it means that I find no one who can be more wrong than this one who invents a lie against Allah to lead mankind astray without knowledge. Certainly Allah guides not the people who are described with this as a zalimin, the politists and wrongdoers. يقول ابن كثير رحمه الله: وأول من دخل في هذه الآية هو عمرو بن لحي الخزاعي، وعمرو بن لحي بن قمعة الخزاعي، لأنه أول من غير دين الأنبياء، وأول من سيب السوائب ووصل الوصيلة وحمى الحامي كما ثبت ذلك في الصحيح. ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى said that he, عمرو بن لحي, عمرو the son of لحي, the son of قمع الخزاعي, who was the master of Mecca, the sheriff of Mecca, is the one meant by this ayah because he was the first one who wrote to the people of Mecca, or he was the one who changed the religion of prophets first. And he is the one who began brought the legislation from his own mind, from his own self, in regard to the animals being slaughtered for the sake of other than Allah. And he is the one who brought the idols from Sham to Mecca, as in the hadith, in the Sahih. فهذا عمر بن لحي هو أول من جلب الأصنام وغير دين الأنبياء عليهم السلام، وقد جلب وكان سيد مكة وخرج في رحلة إلى الشام في رحلة تجارة، فرأى عندهم أصناما يعبدونها فأعجبته فجلب منها إلى مكة، ومن ذلك الحين انتشرت عبادة الأصنام إلى أن أرسل الله محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم فطهر الجزيرة العربية منها، وبلغ الأمة أن يطهر الأرض منها. So he was the first one who brought the idols. He was the sheriff of Mecca, and he used to go for business journeys to Asham, and there he saw the people worshipping idols, and when he liked it, he brought some of it to Mecca, and from there it was spread widely around the Arabian Peninsula, and idols were worshipped since then until Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent and purged the whole Arabian Peninsula from the idol worshipping. And he commanded the Ummah after him to do so on the whole earth. قال وقوله تعالى والحاء الشاهد أن هذا ابتدع بدعة لم يسبق إليها. And the meaning of that is that this person has brought a bid'ah that he was not preceded with. فأي إنسان يفتري على الله الكذب بمعنى أنه يأتي بالبدعة ويقول أنها من عند الله وما هي من عند الله فليس أحد على الأرض أكذب منه ولا أضل منه ولا أبغض إلى الله منه. And the meaning of that is that there will be no one who brings an innovation and he says that this is from Allah Ta'ala, except that there will be no one who is considered to be more liar than him, more wrong than him, and farther than him from Allah Ta'ala, and more disliked by Allah Ta'ala. وقوله تعالى ثم قال وقوله تعالى ليحملوا أوزارهم كاملة يوم القيامة ومن أوزار الذين يضلونهم بغير علم على ساء ما يزرون. وهذا أيضا وهذه الآية من سورة النحل آية 25 هي أيضا تحكي هي أيضا تتناول هذا الموضوع. And this ayah of Surah An-Nahl, ayah 25, is also about this same subject. Allah Ta'ala said, لِيَحْمِلُوا أَوْزَارَهُمْ كَامِلَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَمِنْ أَوْزَارِ الَّذِينَ يُضِلُّونَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَزِرُونَ. They may bear their own burdens in full on the day of resurrection and also of the burdens of those whom they misled without knowledge. Evil indeed is that which they shall bear. يقول الإمام ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى في تفسيره لهذه الآية إمام ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى says and the interpretation of this ayah ليحملوا أوزارهم كاملة يوم القيامة ومن أوزار الذين يضلونهم بغير علم أي إنما قدرنا عليهم أن يقولوا ذلك ليتحملوا أوزارهم ومن أوزار الذين يتبعونهم ويوافقونهم أن يصير على عليهم خطيئة ضلالهم في أنفسهم وخطيئة إغوائهم لغيرهم واقتداء أولئك بهم كما جاء في الحديث من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل أجور من تبعه لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا ومن دعا إلى ضلالة كان عليه من الإثم مثل آثام من اتبعه لا ينقص ذلك من آثامهم شيئا. إمام ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى says that we have decreed it on them to that they say these false statements so that they carry or they bear their own burdens and they bear of the burdens of those who they misled without knowledge, those who agree with them and follow them, so that these inviters for innovation, these practices of innovation whom people follow them, on that they may be more over their own burdens, the burdens of those who follow them. As in the hadith, whoever calls to a guidance, he will be given a reward of it, and a reward of similar to the reward given to everyone who he guided. And that would never decrease the reward of the followers. And whoever guides to or calls to misguidance, he would then bear from the burdens of those who follow him without having sin of the followers decreased. وقال تعالى وليحملن أثقالهم أثقالا مع أثقالهم وليسألن يوم القيامة عما كانوا يفترون. And Allah Ta'ala said, and they will bear the loads of their sins, meaning loads of the loads of their earnings of their innovation, and similar of those who follow them. And they are going to be questioned on the day of resurrection of what they used to lie against Allah. ثم قال رحمه الله تعالى وفي الصحيح أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم قال في الخوارج أينما لقيتموهم فاقتلوهم لئن لقيتم لاقتلنهم قتل عاد. And he رحمه الله تعالى said, and in the صحيح, that he صلى الله عليه وسلم said about the Khawarij, wherever you see them, kill them. As if I see them, I'll kill them the way that the people of Ad were killed. هذا الحديث مدمج من حديثين جعلهم الشيخ حديثا واحدا, وربما أراد الشاهد من الحديثين. And this hadith is compiled of two parts of hadiths, and maybe the Shaykh just wanted to bring what supports his topic from each hadith. As the كما أن قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم, فقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أينما لقيتموهم فاقتلوهم, هذا شطر من حديث علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه المخرج عند البخاري. فأينما لقيتموهم فاقتلوهم فإن قتلهم أجر لمن قتلهم يوم القيامة. As the saying, wherever you face them or you see them or you find them, kill them. This is part of the hadith of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu in Sahih Bukhari, where it says, wherever you find them, kill them. Verily, killing them is a reward for the one who kills them on the day of resurrection. وَأَمَّا الشطر الثاني منه فهو حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه, وهو أيضا في الصحيح في صحيح البخاري, لئن أنا أدركتهم لأقتلنهم قتل عاد. If I would find them, I would kill them the way عاد were killed. قال الشيخ ابن باز رحمه الله تعالى, الشيخ ابن باز رحمه الله تعالى said in the explanation of this hadith, لعظم بدعتهم لأنهم شبهوا على الناس اجتهدوا في القراءة والصلاة, and this is because of the major innovation that they brought, as they have deceived the people by their praying and recitation of the Quran, that they used to do so much of it, meaning that the people were deceived by this, thinking that these are of the awliya of Allah, while they are only khawarij. حتى قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في شأن قراءتهم وصلاتهم مخاطبا الصحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم, يحقر أحدكم صلاته إلى مع صلاتهم وقراءته مع قراءتهم, كما في حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رحمه الله تعالى في صحيح البخاري. Up to that, the Prophet ﷺ said, directing the speech to the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, one of you would find his prayer and his recitation considered to be nothing compared to theirs. As in the hadith of Abu Sa'id Khudri al Bukhari. ثم بعد ذلك لما وثق بهم المسلمون حملوا على المسلمين وقتلوهم, قتلوا من عصى هذا من جرأتهم الخبيثة, وقاتلوا عليا, بل وقتلوا عليا, وقتلوا عمرو بن خارجة, وقتلوا جمعا غفيرا, كله ببدعتهم وضلالهم, وقتلوا عمارا حتى أعان الله عليا عليهم وقتلهم. هؤلاء الخوارج شرهم عظيم, لأنهم يرون أنهم مصيبون في قتلهم العصاة من الأمراء وغير الأمراء, هذا من جهلهم وضلالهم. ولهذا قال فيهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, فعينما لقيتموهم فاقتلوهم فإن قتلهم أجر لمن قتلهم يوم القيامة. وقال في حديث أبي سعيد, ولئن لقيتم لاقتلنهم قتل عاد. Shaykh ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala said that after these people deceived the common Muslims by the way of their worshipping, they then started killing the disobedient ones of them, and this is only from their evil boldness, and they fought against Ali and they killed him, and they killed Amr ibn Kharija, and they killed number of the pious people from amongst the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, and I said that, and they killed Ammar ibn Yasir. All that due to their innovation, their bid'ah and misguidance, up until Allah Ta'ala held Ali radiallahu anhu to kill them. Sheikh Ibn Baz continued saying, and these are the Khawarij, who their evil is very massive, because they think that they are right in killing the disobedient rulers and other than the rulers from the disobedience of the Muslims. And this is only due to their ignorance and misguidance. And that's why he said about them, wherever you find them, kill them. As for the one who killed them, he was in the day of resurrection. And he also said in the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, and if I find them, I will kill them the way Ad were killed. ثم قال رحمه الله تعالى وفيه أنه صلى الله فيه أي بالصحيح بحيث البخاري بل هو بصحيح مسلم وفيه أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن قتل أمراء الجور ما صلوا and in the صحيح meaning in صحيح مسلم that he صلى الله عليه وسلم warned against killing the unjust rulers as long as they pray. But قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ستكون أمراء فتعرفون وتنكرون فمن عرف برئ ومن أنكر سلم ولكن من رضي وتابع. قالوا أفلا نقاتلهم؟ قال لا ما صلوا. Isa Salam said that there will be rulers of whom you may know of their matters and you may find it strange. So whoever know their matters and refrain away from it, that is the one who freed himself from the sin. And whoever whoever knew their matters and advised them and guided them, this one has freed himself. And the one who knew it even without advising them, but he knew it and he hated their unjust and mistakes, then he is free of sin. But the one who accepts their unjustness, their injustice, their unjust, and followed them, this is the one who is a sinner. The Sahaba said, O Messenger of Allah, should we not fight them? He said, Isa Salam said, no, as long as they pray. As long as they pray. And look, وانظر اليوم إلى كم يحصل من هذا الأمر المخالف للشرع. And look today to how much of this wrong methodology which is against the Sharia of Islam, how much of it happening today. قال وعن جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا تصدق بصدقة ثم تتابع الناس فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من سن في الإسلام سنة حسنة فله أجرها وأجر من عمل بها بعده من غير أن ينقص من أجورهم شيء ومن سن بالإسلام سنة سيئة فكان عليه وزرها ووزر من عمل بها من بعده من غير أن ينقص من أوزارهم شيء. And then he رحمه الله تعالى said, Imam Muhammad عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى said, and on the authority of Jarir, and from Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that a man gave a sadaqah and then the people came following him in that, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever established a sunnah, meaning not from he said, whoever does a sunnah and people followed him, sunnah hasana and people followed him, he will then have the reward of it, and a similar reward to the reward given to everyone who followed him after him, without having the reward of those followers decreased. And whoever practiced a bad sunnah in Islam, then he will have the sin of it, and a similar sin to what is given to those who follow him after him on it, without having the sin of the followers be decreased. وهذا جاء في حديث القوم من مضر. And this is the hadith of the people who came from Mudar, tribe of the Arabs. مجتاب النمار يعني بالية ثيابهم حافية أقدامهم باد عليهم الفقر والجوع. And these people came with very worn off clothes, old and dirty clothes, and barefoot feet, as hunger and barbarity is seen on them. So Rasulullah خطب الناس وحرضهم وحثهم على الصدقة ورغبهم فيها. And when he saw them, he stood and gave a talk encouraging the people to come and give sadaqah. فَقَالَ And he said, تَصَدَّقَ رَجْلٌ مِنْ دِينَارِهِ مِنْ دِرْهَمِهِ مِنْ ثَوْبِهِ مِنْ صَاعِ بُرِّهِ مِنْ صَاعِ تَمْرِهِ حَتَّى قَالَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَهِ. He saw Salam said, a man give out a sadaqah, sharing his dinar or his dirham or his thawb clothes or his sa' of bur barley or his sa' of tamr dates, up until he said even with half of a date. قال فجاء رجل من الأنصار بصرة كادت كفه تعجز عنها بل قد عجزت. Then a man of Al-Ansar came with a bag of food, of grains, which was very big and heavy that his hand was not able to carry it. قال ثم تتابع الناس حتى رأيت كومين من طعام. Up until I saw two sacks of food وثياب and clothes. حتى رأيت وجه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتهلل كأنه مذهبة. And I saw the face of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم become brightening like if it is a piece of gold of happiness. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عندها من سن في الإسلام سنة حسنة إلى آخر الحديث. And then he said, whoever practices sunnah hasana of Islam, to the end of the hadith. ومعنى قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم سنة حسنة وسنة سيئة. And the meaning of his saying صلى الله عليه وسلم سنة حسنة and سنة سيئة, يعني من أتى بأمر حسن من الإسلام فهذا هو السنة الحسنة، لأنه من الإسلام أعرض عنه الناس كما حصل في هذه الحادثة حين أن لم يقم أحد للتبرع بعد أن ندبهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، حتى قام هذا الرجل فامتدحه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بقوله من سن في الإسلام سنة حسنة. وهذه السنة التي سنها إنما هي سنة الصدقة، وهي من الإسلام منذ أن كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في مكة، بل منذ أن بعث من أول يوم، فليست هي بالأمر الجديد الذي جاء به هذا الرجل من غير ما يعرفه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the meaning of سنة حسنة is something from Islam that the people abandoned. Exactly like what happened in this incident when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم stood and gave a talk, encouraged the people to give sadaqah. But no one responded until this man stood and went home and brought this bag of food. So this man was the first one who the people were practically encouraged, and they went and brought sadaqat. This man did not commit something that Rasulullah did not know. However, Rasulullah encouraged for sadaqah since he was in Mecca before he migrated to Medina, where this story took place. Even before that, by many years, he Rasulullah encouraged people to give sadaqah when he was in Mecca. However, from the first day Rasulullah was sent, he also invited for giving sadaqah. Invited people to give sadaqah. So this sunnah hasana is not something new to Islam, but it was from Islam and people abandoned it. So whoever does it again and people follow him on it, he would be the person who sunnah with Islam is sunnah al-hasana. While the meaning of sunnah sayyi'ah is to practice something which is not from the deen at all. He died before he knew it. It is called an innovation. بينما معنى سنة سيئة في الإسلام يعني أنه أمر ليس بمعلوم للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، لم يأتي الوحي به ولم يفعله ولم يقر أحدا من أصحابه عليه ومات وهو لا يعرفه، وليس بخير. وهذا هو معنى السنة السيئة، وليس كما يذهب إليه بعض الناس من أن بعض الأمور التي تستحسنها عقولهم وليست من الإسلام فهي من قبيل السنة الحسنة، وأن ما لا تستصيغه عقولهم فإنه من السنة السيئة. It is not like some people think that whatsoever their minds find good, even if it is not from the religion and not known to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the companion, this would be considered the Sunnah al-Hasana to their own brains only, with no any proofs and evidences that it is known to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم on it, or called to it, or done it. And what is to them sunnah to sayyah is whatsoever their minds dislike, which is definitely wrong. من البدع وأهلها والبعد عنهم والاستغناء بالقليل مما عند الإنسان من علم ومال عن مخالطة أهل البدع. إلا أن يكون إنسان عنده علم فيأتيهم فيعظهم ويذكرهم وينصحهم بأس، بشرط أن يتكلم فيما عندهم من البدع، لا أن يأتي ليتكلم فيما يتفق هو وهم عليه ويسكت عما لا يتفقون فيه. And from here we warn against sitting to Ahlul Bid'ah, and we encourage people to find some, what Allah Ta'ala gave them, even of the little knowledge or money, than to come to Ahlul Bid'ah and be affected with their bid'ah. Except for somebody who has ilm, who comes to them and teach them the sunnah and warn them against the bid'ah that they have. But not a person approach them with what they both agree upon and he keeps silent of what they oppose the sunnah with. أرجو أن يكون ذلك واضحا. I hope that this is very clear. وأسأل الله بمني وكرمي. And I ask Allah Ta'ala by His kindness. من علينا that He bestows on us بالعلم النافع والعمل الصالح والسنة والتوحيد ولزوم أهل الحق. That He subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows on us knowledge and good deed upon the sunnah and tawheed, and keep us and the four people following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.